The Witches. Chapter 1. The Diseases of Astonishment. In 1692, the Massachusetts Bay Colony executed 14 women, 5 men, and 2 dogs for witchcraft. The sorcery materialized in January. The first hanging took place in June, the last in September. A stark, stunned silence followed. What discomfited those who survived the ordeal was not the cunning practice of witchcraft, but the clumsy administration of justice. Innocents indeed appeared to have hanged, but guilty parties had escaped. There was no vow never to forget. Consigning 9 months to oblivion seemed a more appropriate response. It worked for a generation. We have been conjuring with Salem, our national nightmare, the undercooked, overripe tabloid episode, the dystopian chapter in our past, ever since. It crackles, flickers, and jolts its way through American history and literature. The youngest of the witches was 5, the eldest nearly 80. A daughter accused her mother, who in turn accused her mother, who accused a neighbor and a minister. A wife and daughter denounced their husband and father. Husbands implicated wives, nephews their aunts, sons-in-law their mothers-in-law, siblings each other. Only fathers and sons weathered the crisis unscathed. A woman who traveled to Salem to clear her name wound up shackled before the afternoon was out. America's tiny reign of terror, Salem represents one of the rare moments in our enlightened past when the candles are knocked out and everyone seems to be groping about in the dark, the place where all good stories begin.